Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. You can see miracles.com at TitansMCM on Twitter. All right, so training camp opened yesterday. It's really exciting to have the Twitter feed full of videos from camp, news reports from camp, and really camps all over the NFL, just seeing all that getting going. It's really exciting. It seems like it's been such a long time since the Titans, you know, lost that game to the Bengals. And now is the beginning of the run-up of the best time of the year. You know, hopefully we are talking about Titans football well into February. But every year I kind of sit back and think, man, I'm really going to enjoy it this year. Not going to take it for granted. And it goes by so quickly. So glad to see guys back out there. And it was just good to see that. Good to see things get going, and you can just feel, even not being there, just on Twitter and stuff, you can feel the energy, seeing the guys talking, all that kind of stuff. So really exciting time. Obviously, the biggest thing that everybody was talking about and following yesterday was Treylon Burks. We had heard reports of him being in better shape, you know, reporting to camp better off than he was in the offseason. That came through right away. I think like the second pass of the day was a deep ball that he beat Christian Fulton on and was able to get on the field. Burks, to his credit, talked after practice and said, listen, I didn't do what I should have done before OTAs, before minicamp. So he's, you know, gotten in better shape. So he's lost 5 or 6 pounds, looked better, and was able to finish practice and all that stuff. So that was, you know, something that we spent a lot of time talking about. And, you know, there was overreaction to how things went. But, listen, all that matters here is going forward is how he plays, how healthy he is from here forward. So, you know, now we just hope that he is able to avoid the dreaded hamstring thing that tends to get every single Titans rookie. Hopefully they have figured something different out on that. So that was, it was good to see. It was good to see. He made a couple of big plays apparently. So, good to see what he's going to do there. Mike Vrabel said he had a quote, good start to camp. So obviously what you want to hear. We also learned yesterday who the Titans offseason award winners were. Those were Dylan Raidens, Des Fitzpatrick, Torrey Carter, DeMarcus Walker, Amani Hooker, Caleb Farley. That's a pretty important list for a couple of reasons. Dylan Raidens is a guy that this team is going to count on to be the right tackle. They need him to be the right tackle. The draft pick they spent on him last year, you know, not this past draft, but the one before, a second round pick, wasn't able to get on the field much at all. Did okay when he got on the field, but wasn't able to get on the field much in his rookie year. There's a lot of talk about where he was going to play, all that kind of stuff. Looks like he is, you know, the guy to beat at right tackle coming in. Obviously, has done all the things that they wanted him to do this offseason, being on this list, so that's a good thing. You know, same could be said for Des Fitzpatrick. I mean, less draft capital in him, but they did trade up to get him in the 4th round. and they cut him. He didn't make it out of camp. Now, we know that he worked his way back. You know, they obviously signed him to the practice squad, and he worked his way back. And they had good things to say about him, you know, throughout the season. The Texans game, the one in the rain here, where, I mean, I think he directly caused two of Ryan Tannehill's interceptions. But, you know, obviously he came on a little bit as the year went on, to know that he's had a good offseason. And you've heard his name pop up just in different conversations around talking about good things that have gone on here. So that's good if he can be in that mix of that group, or that receiver group, to, you know, kind of bring the floor up of that group. That'll be a really good thing. DeMarcus Walker, another guy that has a chance to contribute on this team, to be a rotational guy. So we'll see what he does in camp. Amani Hooker, a really good player. You know, talk about a contract extension for him. So good to see him on the list. And then Caleb Farley. Again, you know, I don't think anybody's ever questioned Farley's work ethic or anything like that. But the injury stuff has been a problem. And then, you know, with him tearing his ACL last year, we just didn't know how he would be able to come back from that. But he's obviously been in the building. Again, we talked yesterday about the couple of interceptions that he's had and all that kind of stuff, his length, that kind of stuff. So, again, just seeing him out there. Another interesting note, he and Robert Woods, both guys coming off of ACL injuries, neither one of them had a knee brace on yesterday during practice, were able to do a lot of things. So, I mean, I think all of those signs are pointing toward them being ready to go in week one of the regular season. Now, they may still be on a pitch count, some of that stuff, as the season starts. You know, we saw that with Bud Dupree last year. I mean, he was up and he was active, but, you know, obviously early in the year, he wasn't at full strength. He went on the you know, injury reserve for a different injury, came back and played a lot better after that. So it'll be interesting to see kind of the arc for Farley and Woods as they come back from the ACLs. But being out there without knee braces on day one is a really good sign. So, all right, Titans will be back on the field for day two of training camp today. Sure, there will be a lot of news and notes that comes out of that. Best news from yesterday is nobody got hurt. That's, you know, probably the biggest thing that you watch as you go through training camp here. So keep it tuned in here. Again, Music City Miracles podcast, just search that out wherever you get your podcast. I'll have links on Twitter, on the site, all that kind of stuff. Please subscribe, rate, review, all those good things. Again, follow me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, at TitansMCM. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.